Koala was set to go to trial next week on 19 felony charges. His decision to reach a plea deal means he's admitting guilt to at least one of them. Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says that sends an important message.
It should demonstrate that acting illegally in the Capitol on state time, state business, illegally fundraising, and all the rest cannot and should not be tolerated.
Former State Senator Brian Burke pleaded guilty earlier this month to charges of using state employees in his office to perform political fundraising. Heck says Koala faced more serious charges, including extortion. It's alleged the Madison Democrat and one-time reform advocate would demand donations from lobbyists as a price for sending their legislation to a vote on the Senate floor. Burke faces up to 6 months in jail for pleading guilty to one felony charge. Heck says that could set a precedent for Koala's penalty.
I think one could safely extrapolate that if those are the most serious charges, that the chances are that the ultimate penalty that had to be paid, even in a plea deal, would be at least as serious, if not more so, than what was recommended for Burke.
The judge in Koala's case could still decide to reject any plea deal. Cases are still pending for others charged with corruption at the Capitol. They include Representative Scott Jensen, former Representatives Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ladwig, and former legislative aide Sherry Schultz. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.